we pray. Jesus Christ, Lord of the universe, who has called, gathered, enlightened, and sanctified the whole Christian church on earth and beyond, by the good news of thy suffering, death, and resurrection for the forgiveness of all sin and the salvation of all mankind, as thy Holy Spirit works through thy precious word and sacrament here this morning, we ask that you would strengthen our faith in you. Please create within us such confidence and conviction in these words of life that we would hold fast amidst all persecution, and also that we would speak boldly of this gospel message, even as the saints of old, to be gathered finally together with all the faithful and joyfully to sing thy praises unto life everlasting. In thy name, Jesus Christ, do we pray. Amen. Our meditation for this, the day in which we're remembering All Saints' Day, is based upon the lessons which were previously read. Again, I would like to read from our first reading that John earlier read from Ephesians chapter 1. In our Lord Jesus Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he has made known to us, the mystery of his will, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated. It has now been 3 days since many have taken down the orange and black decorations and have packed them away for another year. The costumes that looked so scary or frightening or gory were put back into the closets or disposed of altogether. The bags that held huge quantities of sugar and chocolate and corn syrup and every known sweetener to man are no longer quite as full, with probably a few upset stomachs along the way. For Halloween 2018 is now past and gone and nothing but a memory. What is it, do you think, that most people will remember from that October 31st date? In the days prior to this last Wednesday, there was the usual talk and concerns about safety and whatever mischief may be happening upon that night. And this year, since it was on Wednesday night, there were even the temptation of some to play hooky from catechism class and to go and do other scary things. Halloween, or All Hallows' Eve, used to be remembered because it was the eve prior to All Holy Ones' Day or All Saints' Day. Some here may have to ask, what is that? Well, it's actually the one day in the year where Christians throughout the world would set aside as a big holiday or a holy day to focus upon all the saints. There were other saints that were remembered on different days scattered throughout the year, but it was upon November 1st that Christians would have a large festive celebration service where all the saints would be remembered. Now, I have heard someone once describe the word saints as being a bunch of old dead guys. But that definition is far from adequate for us here this morning. If you look in the dictionary under the term saint, you will find several definitions. One definition defines a saint as a person officially recognized and venerated for having attained heaven through an exceptionally holy life. That is not the definition that we, nor God, puts forward in the Bible in the proper use of the term saint. A true saint of God has little to do with some churchly or other organization, some bishop or pope or other leader officially declaring that they're righteous in God's sight since they did certain nice things here within this world. For God clearly tells us in his word, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of sin. The righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God tells us very clearly, and in many places in the Holy Scriptures, that we are not righteous before him by trying to live or lead a good life. But instead, he declares in his word, the righteous will live by faith. God declares again, for by grace you've been saved through faith. And this is not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The righteous ones, those that God sees as righteous, those that can rightly stand before him under salvation, rather than being cast into the eternal fire and damnation on account of their rebellion against God, those righteous ones are what we're referring to with the term saint. When we glance into the dictionary for another definition of that word saint, we see this: saint, a holy person. And that is what we're looking at here this morning. Only we're not just focusing our attention upon one of them. We are drawing our attention to the saints, plural, this day. The whole lot of them. We are looking at those holy people, those chosen people of God. For God tells us that someone is not a true saint of his just by being recognized as such by some man wearing a nice tall churchly hat. No, we hear from God's word how we are not able to be holy in and of ourselves by our own power or our own actions. But it is instead God himself who makes a person holy. He tells us in Leviticus 20 verse 8, keep my decrees and follow them. I am the Lord who makes you holy. God goes on to describe that even more in verse 26. You are a people holy to me because I, the Lord, am holy, and I have set you apart from the nations to be my own. For God tells us you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. End quote. We have received the mercy of God, for it was on account of our sins that Jesus came down to earth in the first place. You see, by our very nature, we are not holy people. We are instead full of sin. Sinful. God tells us in his word that every inclination of man's heart is evil from the beginning. It's sin that separated Adam from God in the Garden of Eden, and it's that terrible sin within each of us that would keep us apart from God. The only way to get back into communion with God is if that sin would be removed. And there is where we see the mercy of God. For while we were yet lost and condemned sinners, Christ Jesus came to be our Savior. He took all of our ugly sin and made it his own. He carried that greatest of all weights, the weight of sin, for the entire history of mankind upon his back as he made his way to the cross. He suffered utter abandonment, hell itself upon the cross, for your sins and mine. Jesus gave his very lifeblood as the sacrifice to pay the price for our sins. And when Jesus Christ arose on Easter morning, he declared to all that if you have faith in him, you are truly free. Free from sin, free from Satan, and free from hell itself. And the gates of heaven are opened unto you. Those who believe this, have faith in Christ, are the true saints of God. There have been many, many people in the past who have put their faith in the word and the promises of God. They trusted in Jesus when he said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And their names were written in the book of life. They were and are the saints of God. Those that trusted in the promises of God that the Messiah would indeed come to redeem his people from their sins were counted among the righteous. They were and are the saints of God. And those today, those right here and right now, who have their faith in the word and promises of God, that you believe on Jesus Christ, that you shall be saved. You are part of that great group called the saints of God. Today is not the day to put away the costumes of Christianity for another year. Today we have come to assemble together in the house of the Lord, standing as a part of that great host of the faithful called the saints of God. We are not here to partake of bowls and bags of junk food, which can lead to upset and sick stomachs. But we have come to feast upon the holy meal that our Lord has prepared for us with his holy precious blood, which was shed for you and for me, for our sins upon the cross of Calvary. We have come to feast upon that holy spiritual meal, to be fed by God and to drink deeply of the forgiveness that he offers, not only for this life, but for life everlasting. We have come to eat Jesus' true body and drink his true blood for the forgiveness of all of our sins and the strengthening of our faith. This world will continue with its fightings and bickerings, which we will see even after the elections are over in 2 days. And things will continue to get worse as we approach the end. But we are not of this world. We have been called out of the sinful and corrupt workings that are within this world to live a holy life. A life that is set aside for a sacred purpose. A life that's different from those around us. A life that has been given unto us through our baptism into the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And even as our Lord came forth to new life through his resurrection on that first Easter Sunday morning, so do we come forth to live this new life here today. He is risen. I've been reminded of this picture. The picture of the faithful gathering in heaven with some of the funerals that we have had here a short while ago. All those with faith in Jesus, that Jesus completed work for them upon the cross and the empty tomb, those are brought immediately into the Lord's presence. Not just a part of that group of old dead guys that some people call the saints, but they're made a part of that great group that has unending life through the resurrection of Christ Jesus. Let us, this day, join together with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven as we laud and magnify our Father in heaven's most glorious name. We have come to unite in the holy Christian church, the communion of saints that is found around the true body and blood of the Lamb of God, given and shed for you, and the forgiveness of all of your sins and the strengthening of your faith, given unto life everlasting. Let us gather around Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. May the true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who is able to do far more than we hope or imagine, keep you in your baptismal grace and the one true Christian faith unto life everlasting, when we will be united with all the saints of old in the marriage feast that will never end. Amen. Gather together our offerings to preserve.